From Hollywood with Ray Bolger, Frank Lesser, and Murray and Miranda as her guests, it's the Doris Day Show. Yes, from Columbia Square in Hollywood, here's Warner Brothers' lovely singing star, Doris Day.
Hi, everybody. You know, one man who's written a lot of your favorite tunes is Cole Porter. And here's one of his best, Just One of Those Things.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy things, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon and gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then, 'cause it was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
You heard Roy Rowan when he opened the show tonight saying that one of my guests would be the fabulous Frank Lesser. And no fooling, Frank gets my vote for the busiest man in Hollywood. So his taking the time out to drop in tonight is a real big thrill to me. And I want all of you to meet the composer of such songs as Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition and Baby, It's Cold Outside, Frank Lesser.
Thanks, Dodo. Those are kind words.
Well, Frank, for me to try to run down a list of even half of your hit songs would really be a job because you've made the top so often. But could you tell us about your very newest tunes?
Well, I've been working on the score of a picture called Hans Christian Andersen, but I think it's a little previous to mention any of the songs by name.
Well, don't tell me they changed the names on you.
Well, if they don't, I do. Actually, Dodo, my biggest problem right now is getting to France.
What's the big rush to get to France all about?
Paris, you know, Paris in the spring, remember? Well, that's in the first place. In the second place, there's a rumor going around that some people over there would like to do a French version, hold it now, get this, of Guys and Dolls, and that really intrigues me.
Well, since you wrote the score for it, and it's Broadway's smash musical comedy hit, I see what you mean. So you're studying French for the first time, huh?
Well, not exactly. All I've had before was high school stuff. And in fact, I tried some of my more than fractured French the other night on the head waiter at Lucy's.
Oh, how'd you do?
The only reason I got a table right away was that I looked hungry. And I never got nowhere so fast.
He couldn't understand you?
Well, he was an Italian waiter with a New York accent.
Anyway, Frank, think how wonderful it's going to be when you finally become a linguist.
Not me. I've tried several languages, Dodo, but I've given them all up, except one. That one I'm determined to beat.
You mean French?
I mean English.
Well, Frank, it's time for me to tell you that I appreciate so much your coming over tonight, busy as you are. And I've got for you a surprise, meaning surprise.
A surprise you have?
Uh-huh. Because before you go, we're going to salute not only Frank Lesser, the songwriter, but Frank Lesser, the publisher.
Hello.
And at once. You see, folks, Frank has published a tune that's really different. And we have two distinguished interpreters of songs to sing it. They're famous not only for their folk songs of the African belt, but for their popular adaptations of folk music from every country, including our own. So, Frank, here they are with the musical Bon Voyage, Murray and Miranda.
We're so glad to see you, Frank, and we had no idea before that you could speak French.
Mais oui.
Qu'est-ce que j'entends, mon petit François? Tu vas partir en France?
Oui.
Tu penses que Miranda et moi, nous pourrions donner des concerts en France?
Oui.
Toi, François, tu vas nous acheter nos tickets. Tu as de l'argent sur toi? Bon, c'est si gentil de ta part de nous inviter à venir avec toi. Now, what do you say?
Alors...
And now, Alora Lesser, Murray and Miranda salute you with one of their own compositions, a Frank Lesser publication, Around the Corner.
And, Doris, will you join us?
Oh, I'd love to, but I don't know where to come in.
Oh, when you hear your name, you're in.
Okay.
Tonight all the folks will cut the corn,
cut the corn.
Tonight I'll be glad that I was born, little Emily I'll see, she'll be cutting corn with me, and we'll meet beneath the bitter berry tree.
Around the corner, oh, beneath the berry tree, along the footpath behind the bush, looking for Emily.
Around the corner, ooh, ooh, ooh. Tonight are the stars are shining bright, shining bright. Tonight are the cornfields are a sight, and my sickle pleases me as I swing it lustily. But I wonder where my Emily can be.
Around the corner, ooh, beneath the berry tree, along the footpath behind the bush, looking for Emily.
Around the corner, ooh, ooh, ooh. Tonight as the moon begins to sink, tonight there are footsteps which I think, will at last bring her to me, that young maiden Emily, and I wonder why so late she has to be.
Around the corner, oh, beneath the berry tree, along the footpath behind the bush, looking for Emily.
Around the corner, ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, Emily, why did you make me wait?
I'm late, cause I had another date, another date.
Well, I'd better go away, I prefer Miss Doris Day.
Oh, but Henry Lee, I've had my wedding day. Hey, round the corner, ooh, beneath the berry tree. Hey, along the footpath behind the bush, looking for Henry Lee.
Around the corner, ooh, ooh, ooh.
I told my Henry Lee to go away.
Far away.
But now I'm sad because he didn't stay.
Didn't stay.
And tonight, in case that he might come searching round for me, I'll be sitting beneath the bitter berry tree.
Around the corner, ooh, beneath the berry tree, along the footpath behind the bush, looking for Henry Lee.
Around the corner,
please come back very soon.
Thank you, Tom.
Now tell me, Frank, when you get to Paris, what's the first thing you're going to do? Will you rush to the Café de la Paix? Or to the Folies Bergère? Or to the Left Bank? Or how will you make like an American in Paris?
Well, Dodo, the first thing I'll do is stop the first Frenchman I meet and say, hey, buddy, the French for guys and dolls, what is it that it is that day?
Oh, that's wonderful, Frank. I don't know how to say it in French, but would you join me in a duet on one of my Frank Lesser favorites, My Darling?
I've wanted to call you my darling for many and many a day.
My darling, I've fluttered and fled like a starling. My courage just melted away.
Now all at once you kissed me, and there's not a thing I'm saying enough to say, except my darling, my darling, get used to the name of my darling. It's here to stay.
Oh, thank you, Frank. It was wonderful of you to visit me before leaving, and as my personal au revoir, I'd like to sing a Frank Lesser hit from Guys and Dolls, If I Were a Bell. La musique, messieurs, meaning music, fellas.
Ask me how do I feel, ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kiss tonight, that's the way I just gotta behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. Or if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding. Fondly caressing. Well, if I were a salad, I know I'd be splashing my dressing. Or if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. Or if I were a bell, I said if I were a bell, if I were a bell, I'd go ding.
Listen closely for a word of advice from the famous Sportsman Quartet.
If you're feeling blue on Sunday and don't know what to do, if you want to make it fun day, here's a clue.
Tune in to Jackie Benny and help him earn a penny,
and Jack will give a million laughs to you.
There is Mary Filsey Dennis, there's Roch and Wilson too,
and the sportsmen help to make your day true blue.
True blue?
It really is a pity these lyrics are not witty.
be. But we had to pass the word along to you.
So hear him Sunday.
Just set your dial, that's all you have to do.
Don't miss Jack Benny.
You're bound to get a laugh or two.
Well, folks, it's time now to bring on a man who's one of the number one commuters between Hollywood and Broadway. You've seen him as the unforgettable Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz, and more recently on stage in his long-run hit, Where's Charlie? I'm very happy to say that I see this gentleman with the rubbery legs and lovably elastic face every day, because we're working together in the picture April in Paris. So it's a real thrill to introduce my friend and co-worker, a truly wonderful artist, Ray Bolger. Oh, say, Ray, I've been checking up on the life and times of one Ray Bolger, and I was amazed to learn how many different kinds of jobs you worked at before you turned to show business and became a... Well, before you got to be a... Well, now, everybody knows that you dance, yet in Look for the Silver Lining, for instance, you were a straight actor. Oh. And in Where's Charlie, you played a comedy role. Mm-hmm. So what is the word for Bolger?
Well, it's like this, Doris. Dancers say I'm a comedian, and a comedian say I'm a dancer. And the actors call me a dancing comedian.
Well, it looks like I at least don't know any word for such a triple threat deal except Bolger. So, Ray, when you were a young Bolger in your teens, is it true what I read that you went to high school, studied dancing, and worked as an insurance salesman, a vacuum cleaner man, an accountant...
A bank clerk.
All at the same time?
I guess I was lazy.
Some lazy. Sounds to me like you like to work hard.
Well, to coin a cliche, Doris Day... When you do something you enjoy, the hard work in a job becomes a pleasure. You know that.
Yeah. Well, all I have to do to be convinced is remember the night I saw you in Where's Charlie?
Meaning?
Well, it was obvious that you were having yourself a wonderful time. True. Yet with all the fun, I remember thinking, now there is a tough assignment. I mean, after all, the audience had to be convinced that all the other characters on stage accepted you as Charlie's aunt. They had to be fooled by a young man masquerading as an elderly woman. And to me, that sounds like an acting job that's hard work, old boy.
I did a little plain and fancy eavesdropping to prepare myself.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. How do you mean?
Well, you know, I'd listen to a typical female sort of chatter.
Mm-hmm.
Two girls in an elevator or on a bus. You know what I mean?
Well, suppose you tell me.
I'll tell you if you'll play along with me.
All right.
Now, just imagine two lovely creatures meet on a street corner, and they're off. Doris, darling, dear darling, how wonderful you look. And whatever have you done with your hair?
Oh, do you like it?
I'm nothing but mad for it. It's the nicest hair you've ever had.
Ah, sweet.
And, Doris, I absolutely covet that new Easter hat of yours. It is a hat, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. It was designed for me by a very dear friend.
Believe me, Doris, she is not your friend.
You win, old boy. You know too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess wherever you go the world over, girls are the same. Huh?
True. And, you know, I rather like that. I will say, though, that when I was in England last year, making the film Belgium of Where's Charlie, that I found girls rather quiet.
But I'm going to make you a bet, Ray Bolger. I bet even the English will get excited over your picture version of Where's Charlie.
Well, we'll all know about that in the middle of the summer, Doris.
And it won't surprise me if movie fans over here do what the theater audience did. You know, I mean, join you in singing that wonderful showstopper, Once in Love with Amy. Could you do Amy for us now, Ray?
I could, and I would.
Okay.
I'll just move up, let us say, towards the footlights.
Shall we say?
Let's see.
I caught you, sir, having a look at her as she went strolling by. Now, didn't your heart go boom, 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 boom. Now didn't you sigh? I warn you, sir, never to dream of her. Just bid such thoughts be gone, or it'll be boom, 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 boom. From then on, for once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy. Ever and ever, fascinated by her, set your heart afire to stay. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up your list, it's Amy. Ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers, moon a million hours away. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it over, then just quit cold. I was once in love with Amy. Always in love with Amy. Ever and ever, sweetly you'll romance her. Trouble is, the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love with me. Ever and ever, fascinated by her. Oh, I'm so happy. I want everybody to sing with me the next line. Once you're kissed by Amy.
Once you're kissed by Amy.
Tear up your list, it's Amy.
Tear up your list, it's Amy.
Ply her with bonbons, poetry, and flowers.
Ply her with bonbons. Poetry and flowers.
Moon a million hours away.
Moon a million hours away.
Let me say it. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves the girl and later thinks it over, then just quit cold. Everybody sing Once in Love with Amy.
Once in love with Amy.
Always in love with Amy.
Always in love with Amy.
Ever and ever, sweet to you, romancer.
Ever and ever, sweet to you, romancer.
Trouble is, the answer will be
hot. Trouble is, the answer will be
ha 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 ha. That Amy'd rather stay in love.
Oh, that was just wonderful, Ray. I love the way you sing that song.
Nothing at all. Just a little thing I did for 3 years. That's all.
You know, our time's nearly run out here, and there's so much about you I still don't know.
Really?
Yes. I'd like to bring out the inside story.
Say, I could send over my x-rays. Oh, maybe I could come back next week, and you could bill me as Ray Bolger, Inside Out. Before we break it up, let's not forget that tune you promised Gwen and me.
Hmm? Coming right up, old boy. Say, fellas, let's kick up a light spring shower, shall we? I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain. And I'm singing, just singing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain.
in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, and I'm singing, just singing in the rain.
Well, folks, I've really enjoyed being with you tonight. I sincerely hope you have, too. If there's something special you'd like to hear, just drop me a line. Until we get together again next week.
I love each moment with you. Love to be with you. Honest, I do love to be with you. Where I belong, singing my songs for you.
Good night, everybody.
The Doris Day Show is a Martin Melcher production, directed by Sam Pierce and written by David Gregory and Sam Pierce. It comes to you transcribed from Hollywood. Doris Day appears through the courtesy of Warner Brothers Pictures and may soon be seen in The Winning Team, co-starring with Ronald Reagan. Ray Bolger may soon be seen in the Warner Brothers Technicolor production, Where's Charlie? This is Roy Rowan speaking.
This is the month of the Cancer Crusade. Every year at this time, those who conduct a year-round search for the clues that will one day cure cancer come to us all and ask us if we care enough to help pay the bill. In this enlightened day and age when mankind's enemies are known better than ever, there can be few who could turn their backs on cancer research and say, this means nothing to me. So it is with full confidence in your response that the Cancer Crusade for 1952 comes to you for more funds to carry on the job of the hospital, clinic, and laboratory, to help those with cancer and to prevent cancer in time to come. Stay tuned now for tonight's edition of the Waxworks, next on most of these same CBS radio stations. And be sure to be with us next week when Doris Day returns with her special guests Mary Wicks and Ray Bolger. Servicemen and women overseas listen to the Doris Day Show through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. Remember, the New York Philharmonic Symphony is heard every Sunday afternoon on the CBS Radio Network.